Podcast, My Music Station.
I love you.
Been finding some rather fantastic klezmer and Balkan beats over the last few weeks, haven't I? That was the Bubamara brass band. They are from Moscow in Russia, and that was a track called Black Cat, White Cat. Hello, it's me, it's Pete Kogel. It's PCP, PCP 360 to be precise, and I got that particular track from Clinical Archives, which is clinicalarchives.spyw. spyw.com. Strange thing, but that's what you get in this show. You get lots of fantastic music from lots of fantastic net labels. Hello and welcome to the show. If you've not listened to me before, then you've got an interesting hour ahead of you of very interesting music from all over the planet. Sort of stuff you won't normally hear on Clear Channel Radio, as they say. Yeah, I think you'll like it. I certainly do. Here's something that I got from Azura. It's a new album, it's a new release. It's just come out and John has just sent it to me. It's available from the 23 Seconds record label at 23seconds.org, of course. Azura, of course, are based in the UK. This features Grazia Lita, who's based in Montreal in Canada. This track's called Motionless. Motionless, by Azura featuring Grazialita. As I said, you can find them at 23seconds.org. Fantastic record label based up there in Sweden. As you might know, because you've probably heard me doing the interview with Johan from that record label just a few weeks ago here. And that's what I've been doing for a while. I've been interviewing various different net labels to understand a bit more about what they do. Now, I can't say that there's a reason for that, other than I just find it interesting. But I have decided to do something about it. And that's something I've decided to do. This is a journey of discovery. This is a real journey of discovery. I'm really out of my comfort zone at the moment. Is I've decided to set up my own record label. And it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. And I've been sort of persuaded and cajoled. And the last person to cajole me was my son, actually. When I was up at his graduation, he kept saying, "Well, why haven't you created a record label yet? You could do it quite easily." And I thought, well, yeah, I could. And I've been thinking about it. So it's called Angel Dust Records. Goes with the whole PCP thing. Although, of course, I don't take any drugs, so I don't even know what PCP is. I know what PCP is, but I've never actually used it. I think if you do take it, you're probably completely insane. Maybe I have been taking it and I haven't realised. Never mind. It's called Angel Dust Records. AngelDustRecords.com is where you'll find the domain. I've set up the domain, I've set up a website, and I've sort of prototyped how I would sort of release the albums. And I'm trying to get together various artists. And here's the rub. It's a bit more difficult than I thought. I've got about 3 artists already so far. I've got some fantastic help from Volca over the Ideology label. And that's where the difficulty comes in, because you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful about the legalities. And if you put something up, you know, on your own website and say it's a record label and it's got some stuff in there from somebody else, you've got to be careful. You're not susceptible to being contacted by collections agencies, such as ASCAP or PRS. And you've got to be careful that none of the samples, if there are any samples in there or any of the music in there, is not copyright. And of course, the artists, you know, some artists take a hell of a chance with this sort of stuff, put it up on the web, and I suppose they just hope nobody's going to come after them. But if I'm being a record label, I want to be careful. Unfortunately, one of the great artists I really wanted to put on the first album is unable to meet that criteria. But best to find out now rather than later. So, if you want to find out more, as I say, go to angeldustrecords.com. I'm keeping a blog of stuff as I go along, telling you how I'm managing to make things progress. As I said, journey of discovery. Really, really journey of discovery. I'm not quite sure it's going to work. I'm not quite sure, I'll say. But there's an awful lot of great music out there, and not everybody has got it on a record label. And I think it's about time there was another one. So, as you can imagine, it's going to be the bass-heavy stuff. It's going to be bass-heavy, drum, bass, dubstep, that sort of thing, hip-hop, all that sort of stuff. But very interesting. But what I won't be including is any of the sort of indie stuff, because I think that comes from a different stable. And I want to make sure that this is a clear identity, this record label, rather than being the sort of the smorgasbord, as you might expect on this particular podcast. Speaking of smorgasbord, this is the Lame Drivers. We'll be right back. You don't catch maybe your fake endings. No. That was the Lame Drivers. You can find them at lamedrivers.com. They put their album up on Jamendo. And now it's gone again. So I don't know why. But hey, you put it up on Jamendo, guys. And I downloaded it. And it's spot safe. So that was Change Your Mind. You can find more about them, as I said. Well, you could find more about them at lamedrivers.com. You could find more about them at Jamendo, but not anymore. They're from Brooklyn. Yeah, good stuff. I really enjoyed that. Quite simple, really. But quite effective. Good indie poppy stuff. Here's a guy from Leeds. Yes, from Leeds. From an album called Studio Rockers. Or put together by Studio Rockers, rather. StudioRockers.co.uk. This is Modern Times by DJ Nuflo. Some excellent breakbeat, dubby type stuff there from DJ Nuflo. That's Nuflo, N-U-P-H-L-O. You can find him at SoundCloud. That track was called Modern Times. He's from Leeds. As I said, available from Studio Ruckers. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Enjoyed it. Now, I played last week. I played a track by the Dengue Fever group from LA, of course, in the US. Now, they put together an album a while ago of favourites of the old Khmer Rock tracks. And I've just got to play this one. This is really good. This is one of the many, many Cambodian artists that were killed in the genocide of Kampuchea, the killing fields, of course. This is Dara Chom Chan and a track called Give Me One Kiss. Forever trapped in the 60s and the 70s, unfortunately. That was Dara Chom Chan, now deceased, of course, killed in the killing fields of Cambodia. Give Me One Kiss, available from the Dengue Fever store. If you want to go over to denguefever.cinderblock.com, they've got a particular album out there called Electric Cambodia, which is their finding. I'm not sure how much they had to do to find the various different tracks, because, of course, a lot of the recordings of this sort of stuff was completely lost. Marvellous, marvellous stuff. Wonder what would have happened if they'd survived and were still around today, and that music was coming out now. Interesting, isn't it? It's really interesting stuff. I really did enjoy that. Hope you did too. He is an artist I've had on the playlist for a while. He keeps bouncing off the bottom of the playlist, but I'm definitely going to play him this time. This is Jonas the Plug Expert. You can find him at myspace.com/plugexpert. Nijmen? No, I can't know how to pronounce it. Somewhere in the Netherlands is where he comes from, and the track is called Savons. Thank you. And he's very good with these plugs, isn't he? That's Jonas, the plug expert. As I said, you can find him at myspace.com/plug expert. A track called Savons, available from Acroplane Records, which I believe is based over in Belfast, at acroplane.org. Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. There's another album that came out actually just in the last week or so by Madam. Now, Madam is an artist, I'm not sure where he's based actually, but this comes from the Musica Vermella record label. And this is a very clever album. I did a little review about it on pcogle.com as well. I really like this because what it does is it includes, it's sort of hip-hop-y type mixed up sort of samples, but it includes stuff that is, what do you call it, classical music. But not in a way where it just sort of rips off a famous classical bit and just sticks it in as a sample and sort of builds a beat around it. No, there's way more to it than this. This was deliberately designed with classical music and hip-hop all together. Very interesting stuff. Track's called Alchimia.
We'll be right back.
Stuff, isn't it? A really good collection of classical music, and then with some fantastic beats over the top, and really sort of dubby steppy sort of wobbles and all sorts of stuff. Oh, it's just great. I just loved it. Alchemia by Madame, available from the Musica Vermella label, of course. That's also Creative Commons, also downloadable for free, so go check it out, my dear friends. Right, here's another indie track. Got this from Bandcamp. The band are from Dayton, Ohio in the US. They're called The White Suits, as in S-O-O-T. This is called Don't Shoot.
Yeah.
one where they try to catch you with a fake ending. That was The White Suits. That's S-O-O-T. You can find out more about them at thewhitesuits.bandcamp.com. From Dayton, Ohio, and the US track called Don't Shoot. Rather like that a lot. Yeah. So by the time you get this particular podcast, if you listen to it very early, I will be going back down to Eastbourne to pick up my lovely daughter, who will be coming home. Yes, the kids coming home for the summer. So she'll be coming home for about 6 or 7 weeks before she goes off to university in Norwich. My son is staying in Leicester, which is interesting, and I think he's having a good time, although he's missing going to university. I think he actually enjoyed the identity, the requirement, but he will be going back, of course. He's going to do a master's, so they'll both be away in September and September, but in the meantime we'll have Heather here for the summer, which will hopefully be rather pleasant. We shall see. Maybe she might even cook for us. But one thing we definitely will feed you, and that would be the ravens. This is Secret Archives of the Vatican.
The word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. And hide yourself.
Flesh in the evening. And I bring you podcasts every week. Yes, I do. My name's Pete Kogel. That was Secret Archives of the Vatican. Fantastic stuff, of course. Find them at Broken Drum Records. They are, let's go from strength to strength, really nice, from their great new album, Barbary Lion. I'm pleased to say that Secret Archives are one of the artists I will be collaborating on Angel Dust Records. I don't think you'll find that to be a bit of a surprise, do you? No, you probably won't. They're a great band and I do like what they do, and they're very, very collaborative people. They collaborate all the time with lots of different people, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that. One last track. This is Lata. I've played him before. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Lata from Santiago in Chile. I got this particular track from Bandcamp. You can find out more, but I think it's lata.bandcamp.com is where you'll find him. This is Ladis Dub. American style dub there from Lata. Find him at soundcloud.com/Lata, L-A-T-A, from Santiago in Chile. Got that from Bandcamp. So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Come back next week for some more fantastic music. I'll tell you more about the goings on at Angel Dust Records, and of course check it out at angeldustrecords.com. The blog will give you more information as we go along. In the meantime, thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Come back next week. See you soon, folks.